This is Radio Nepal. I am TK Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. Four people die in floods in Kanchanpur district. More than 2,000 houses flooded in district due to insufficient rainfall over past 2 days. House of Representatives endorses bill to design to amend some Nepal acts to enable investment-friendly environment in the country. CPN-EML withdraws support to Bagmati province government, and Russian strike on children's hospital in Kiev kills at least 31 people. Now the news in detail. Four people have lost their lives due to floods in Kanchanpur district today. Three teenage girls drowned in floods at Punarvas of Kanchanpur, while one child died at Krishnapur of the district today. A teenager is said to have drowned and gone still missing in the Chaudhar River of the Bildandi. And more than 2,000 houses in the district have been flooded due to continuous rain over the past 2 days. The affected areas include Bhimdatta, Betkod, Dudhara Sadani and Punarvas municipalities, as well as Bildandi rural municipality. More than 4,000 people in the district have also been displaced due to the floods. Transport service has come to halt in 5 districts of Karnali province since a week now. Both air and road transport have been disrupted due to the incessant rain and adverse weather. Patients and employees preparing to travel to the provincial and federal capitals for treatment and for important works have not been able to travel to those places due to the disruption of air and road transport. Similarly, flights have also not operated to 4 airports in the districts, while vehicles have not been able to ply on the Karnali Highway and the Karnali Corridor Highway due to landslides. President of Mugu Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Kamal Bahadur Buddha, said that vehicles carrying daily essentials and construction materials are stranded. A meeting of the House of Representatives today accepted the amendments made by the National Assembly regarding the bill to amend some Nepal acts related to investment facilitation. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Rekha Sharma proposed the House of Representatives session to consider the National Assembly amendments to the bill. The minister put the proposal before the session on behalf of Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda. The meeting accepted the proposal with the majority after discussions. The government hosted the Nepal Investment Summit on the 28th and 29th of April and pledged policy reforms and legal amendments to enable an investment-friendly atmosphere in the country through an ordinance. Meanwhile, the House of Representatives members today drew the government's attention to reach out to the disaster-affected community promptly with the relief assistance. Adding their views in the meeting of the lower house today, they demanded the government ensure timely medical care to those injured in the monsoon-triggered disasters and address the needs of the affected people. President Ramchandra Patel has certified the bill designed to amend some Nepal acts related to investment facilitation 2081 Bikram Sambat. A statement issued by spokesperson of the office of the president in Sital Nivas, Sailaja Rekmi Bhattarai, said that President Patel certified the bill passed by both the houses of the federal parliament today as per the constitutional provision. The CPN-EML has cleared the Bagmati province government today. All the 5 ministers who were representing the party in the Provincial Council of Ministers tendered their resignation to the Chief Minister Salikram Jamakatel. The agreement is between the Nepali Congress and the CPN-EML for the formation of a new government of national consensus at the center has its ripple effects in the provincial government as well. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. It's time for a short break.
Landline phone ma samasya cha.
1498 ma phone garnus.
Samasya postpaid ma ni aayo.
1498 ma phone garnus.
Oho, samjhe. Prepaid ko puk number pani chahiye thyo.
Tesko lagi pani 1498 ma phone garnus.
नेपाल टेलिकमको GSM CDMA मोबाइल तथा ल्यान्डलाइनमा कुनै पनि समस्या आएमा जे जे सोध्न मन छ 1498 मा फोन गरेर सोध्नुहोस् यो नम्बरमा फोन गर्दा पैसा लाग्दैन
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज The Nepal Rast Bank says the upcoming fiscal year's monetary policy is being prepared to uplift confidence in the private sector, ensure market vitality, and end the country's economic slowdown. During a discussion with the Finance Committee of the House of Representatives today, Nepal Rast Bank Governor Mahaprasad Adhikari said the coming monetary policy will be supportive of the fiscal policy of the government and will promote confidence in the market. He further added that the monetary policy will contribute to the government's target of attaining 6% of the annual economic growth rate. You are listening to Radio Nepal ZPM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. A children's hospital has been seriously damaged in Kiev by an early morning barrage of Russian strikes in Ukraine. According to the BBC, at least 31 people have been killed across the country, including 17 in Kiev during the rare daytime attack. Omatid Children's Hospital, Ukraine's biggest pediatric facility, has sustained major damage. Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, who is visiting Poland, where he signed a security pact, vowed to retaliate. Russia denied the targeting civilian infrastructure, insisting the strikes had been aimed at military facilities. A left-wing alliance has won the most seats in France Parliament, thwarting the far-right in the stunning result to Sunday's second-round vote. According to the CNN, the tactical voting thwarted Marine Le Pen's far-right party, but no party succeeded to win an absolute majority. The left-wing New Popular Front won 182 seats, while President Emmanuel Macron's centrist ensemble alliance won 163 seats. The far-right National Rally and its allies, which took a commanding lead in the first round, slumped to third place due to tactical voting, winning 143 seats. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi has landed in Moscow for his two-day Russia visit. According to the online outlet of the India's daily newspaper Times of India, Prime Minister Modi's visit to Russia marks the first trip since the Russian invasion of Ukraine in February 2022. The Ministry of External Affairs in New Delhi on Thursday stated that two leaders would assess the entire spectrum of multifaceted relations between their nations and exchange perspectives on current regional and global issues of mutual concern during the 22nd India-Russia annual summit. In an interview with Russia's state-run channel on Saturday, Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov mentioned that Prime Minister Modi's agenda in Moscow will be comprehensive and the two leaders will have the opportunity for informal discussions as well. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Kushi Province, Madhes Province, Lumbini Province, Karnali Province, and at one or two places of the rest of the country. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Kushi Province, Madhes Province, and Gandaki Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Poor people die in floods in Kanchanpur district. More than 2,000 houses flooded in the district due to incessant rainfall over past 2 days. House of Representatives endorses bill designed to amend some Nepal acts to enable investment-friendly environment in the country. CPN-UML withdraws support to Bagmati province government. And Russian strike on Children's Hospital in Kiev kills at least 31 people. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.